This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
Test 12345.
Station testing, WB2KAO. Do you have a call sign?
ATM, WB2KAO, WBAJPS.
WB2KAO. My signal okay, Billy?
The signal is fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting on my bed. I just put the Red Wing game on here in the back for a while. What can I do for you, sir?
Just wanted to correct my earlier statement. The Mets did not play a game earlier today. The end of that game that I saw, and I didn't check this, but was some previous game from I don't know when. So they're only playing the one game tonight at 7:10.
Yeah, four game series with the Marlins then beginning tonight at City Field at 7:10.
Yeah, you know, I should have checked the schedule before I said anything, but my bad. Just wanted to correct.
No problem at all, sir. No problem at all. We'll be listening. WB2KAO.
Okay, enjoy the game. WBAJBN. Later.
Wings are up 4-0.
Excellent. I hope you enjoyed your sub.
I did. Have you ever had the chicken bacon ranch sub from Subway?
No, I haven't. Sounds like a nice combination, though.
Yeah, I enjoy that. Cheryl had a tuna, and we haven't had a Subway in quite some time, but I always get that chicken bacon ranch. It's a good sandwich.
We'll make a mental note of that, so whenever the next time I decide to go there, I'll think about checking that one out.
Write a note in your phone.
There you go. I had a Subway Club last night. It was very good. So, and boy, the girl didn't put too little of each ingredient on there, too. Boy, she turned it into a huge sandwich.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I did call Norm and ask him to post up a picnic in the park for this coming Wednesday.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I think it looks like at the moment, at least, that the weather's supposed to be halfway decent, so should be a nice day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. All righty, WB2KAO. Carry on, brother.
You as well, Tim. All the best. Have a good evening. WB8JEPX.
Tim, take it to MW1.
PC2FWN, WB2KAO. I wanted to tell you a story that interested me. I was listening to the Red Wing game the other night, and during one of the innings, they talk about this date in Red Wings history. Well, they went back to 1959, and we're talking about a game between the Rochester Red Wings and the Havana Sugarcanes in Havana. Well, apparently, in July of 1959, the fans were celebrating Cuba's independence, and they're firing guns in the air, and a shell hit a player and a coach, and the game was suspended, and that was the last game that Rochester ever played in Havana. They did complete the rest of the season down there, and then they moved the team to Jersey City, New Jersey, when things got pretty hot and heavy with Castro and whatever. But I thought that was interesting. I do remember the Havana Sugarcanes as a kid, listening to Tom Decker and Joe Cullinane, the Red Wings play-by-play guys, you know, when I was a kid.
Interesting. Wow. They didn't even know that they will have a team that will play international like that. I guess it makes sense why the called the International League and the division that the Wings play. Huh. Wow. Well, that was one of the other wonderful achievements that Castro managed to do.
Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs were in that league. The Atlanta Crackers, the Jacksonville Suns, the Columbus Jets, Syracuse Chiefs, Buffalo Bisons. Buffalo was not in the league for a while, but then they came back. They came back into the league. So yeah, I remember my father bringing me to the Sunday doubleheaders on Norton Street, 2 o'clock. They started at 2 o'clock. Now, back then, when they played a doubleheader, the first game was 9 innings, and the second game was 7 innings. Now, in AAA, they're both 7-inning games. But back when I was a kid, first game was 9, second game was 7.
Pretty cool. That is cool. I would imagine, I don't know if they would have been able to charter a jet plane back then. If they were flying Super Pop from here to Cuba, it must have been a gigantic long trip in a Super Pop, not in a jet. Oh, wow. That's a good piece of history. I had no idea that they were going to fly to the Caribbean. I wonder if anybody ever did that in Puerto Rico. I know that my grandfather was a fan of one of the teams and had their merch and whatnot, but that was in the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah, very, very interesting. The other story that I'll tell you, and my dad and I had a chance to sit up in the broadcast booth with Joe Cullinane, the play-by-play man. Billy here, JPX, actually, he and his buddy worked for Joe getting the scores ready for him to put on the air. So when I was out in Denver years ago, back in 04, I brought back an autographed copy of Joe Cullinane's of Joe Cullinane's book for Billy. But what I was going to tell you is I had a chance to sit up in a broadcast booth, but I also, my dad and I got a chance to go to the studio where Joe was doing a road game. And all the information was transmitted via teletype. And they had a tape of a crowd, you know, and they turned the level up and down depending on what was going on in the game. But he had this little stick that he'd slam against the desk when there was a hit. And when I talked with him out in Denver, he was telling me that was the most difficult thing for him to do, was to recreate that game and make it sound real, even though he wasn't there, WB2KAO, and you could hear the teletype machine in the background and everything.
That's fascinating. I can imagine that will be super difficult, too, especially if you want to have, like, the bounce of the game and all that. It is, and then games back then didn't last, you know, like they've been lasting the last couple of years. You can have a game that is 5 hours and do the whole thing for that long. Must have been nuts. Now, that is very interesting. My father took me one to a radio studio. I don't even remember how old I was. He had some friends that worked in radio and took me to a radio studio. I was fascinated by the microphones, all the equipment, all that. It was super cool.
When I was in the State School for the Blind, they bussed our whole class into Rochester to be guests on the Uncle Eddie Meese morning show on WHEC, 1460 AM, and they gave us all a copy of the show. It was on a 5-inch reel, and you know, they asked us, you know, various questions, and I had a chance to go to quite a few radio stations, actually, in my life. The DX Club years ago took a tour of WHAM at the studio West, and then we got a chance to go to the transmitter site, and it turned out that Randy Borbaker, who was chief engineer at WARM 1013, when I negotiated the lease to put the antenna on the tower in 1988, he had just taken a job and was chief engineer at WHAM back in the early 90s. Hold on, I'm letting one of the dogs out of my room here. One. Anyway, hold on a second.
I'm here at Wegmans. I need to get out. I have a lot of stuff to do in the house. I need to go back quickly. But great catching up with you. We'll catch later. I need to find out. I'll repeat the KAO cases about W.
Take care, my friend. You have a good evening. All the best to you and Maria and Sebastian. WB2KAO. Have a good evening. And happy Admiration Day tomorrow.
Catch you later, cases about W.
82HB, WV2KAO.
This is the NY1UFSR node, 420675, in South Wales, New York.
K2FST, WV2KAO.
K2FST, game seems to be going pretty well at the moment.
4-0 wings, the bottom of the fourth.
Oh, you got it on, do you? I figured out that I could get iHeartRadio on my phone here and then Bluetooth that to the stereo. I'm staggered by my technical competence here, but you know that I am an extra class, I think.
Doesn't Josh Wessel do a great job on the play-by-play?
He really does. He's a major league announcer. Let's face it. I have certainly heard major league announcers that were not as good as this guy.
He has a chance. He was out on the West Coast with the Nationals, with Washington, working with Dave Jagler. Charlie Slows was on vacation or something. So Josh gets a chance to go up and do play-by-play for the Nationals once in a while.
Yeah, I've heard some good ones too. I've heard many, many games from Harry Carey, and we Cardinal fans, of course, mourned when he went upstate with the Cubs. But I mean, that's when he really got more famous, I guess.
Yeah. You got to admit that listening to Jack Buck was about as boring as watching paint dry for the rust.
Oh, I know. It's a shame because he was actually quite a knowledgeable guy. Whereas, on the other hand, Jack Rickhouse never really impressed me too much. I mean, I like Jack. I like Buck, but we certainly lost something when Harry Carey went away.
Yeah, that's for sure. You'll have to, they've already been here this year, but you'll have to watch the schedule of the superstars come, these blow-up inflatable characters, you know, Harry Canary, and they actually play, you know, Harry's, you know, rendition of the national anthem at the seventh inning stretch. That's pretty funny.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody's going to a ball game on Sunday, unfortunately. The weatherman seemed to be pretty pessimistic about the whole thing. So I think we're going to go pick up a movie instead, probably. At least I have both those plans ready to roll. I might go see this new Odyssey movie because, you know, I look at the weather, and Sunday is, you know, one of these 95% chances of rain days.
Another run for the Wings. Are up 5-0. They have not won both ends of a doubleheader, as Josh was saying, since like the 24 season or whatever. So they're off to a good start on this first game. Have you already bought tickets?
Sadly, yes. But I assume there's something I can do about that. Can I do it online, or do I have to go to the park, or do you know?
Well, if they end up playing the game, you're SOL. If the game is rained out, you can redeem those. You haven't picked up the tickets, so you reserved the tickets in Will Call, and you were going to pick them up Sunday.
Well, I printed them.
Okay, so you have the tickets. If the game is played and you decide not to go, you're SOL. If the game is rained out, you go to the box office and physically give them the tickets, and they will give you tickets for the game that you want to go to. But that's only if the game is rained out, though.
Yeah, and I just don't want to go down there and, you know, like the sky's clear for a minute. They start the game, and then Noah comes by with his arc, and then they cover the field, and now you're in a rain delay. I mean, not so much fun.
I had my 5 seconds of fame on opening day. Picture of me and my buddy. I'm holding an umbrella, and then Bobby's got a good big scowl on his face. The game was rained out. The game was rained out yesterday, but we redeemed those for Wednesday, August 26th, a 1:05 matinee. So, actually was able to do that before I even left the ballpark yesterday. So that was great.
That's convenient. I would definitely like to get to one this summer. It has been a minute, as the kids would say, since I've taken in a ball game. And it's always fun.
Now, this is this is a major league ballpark in a minor league town. I can't say enough for the organization. Danny Mason, the GM, Naomi Silver, the daughter of Maury Silver, who saved Rochester Community Baseball by making it Rochester Community Baseball that you can buy stock in. And because St. Louis was going to pull out of here, and he saved it.
It's interesting because a big baseball town, a strong AAA club, and Peoria, where I came from, has one. It's strong and has a long history, and is a highly respected franchise. For that to happen, somebody in the past has stepped up, some community leader or whatever. And in Peoria, it was Ethan Ockin, stepped in and saved it, because any one of these businesses. And they're a business, they go through hard times, and there's times when they would have kind of, maybe, canceled, kind of blew out, if a franchise has a really long history, it means someone once or twice in the past has stepped up and said, no, we're going to keep on doing this.
Well, Rochester has had a professional baseball team here going back into the 1800s. They were the Rochester Hustlers, and the Rochester Red Wings, as we know it, date back into the 1920s. St. Louis was in here for many, many years. Baltimore came in here in 61. They were here until 03. And then the Minnesota Twins were in here from 03 through 19. There was no AAA season in 2020 because of the pandemic. In 21, the Washington Nationals came in here with a 10-year contract, which is renewable.
Interesting. Well, we're lucky. Had a good bar, good announcer, good team, and who knows? If they keep playing games like they're playing this one today. It's always bugs me when my team puts together 9 runs, in a game. I'm like, guys, can we kind of spread this out a little bit?
Yeah, save some offense for tomorrow, right? Well, very good, my friend. You enjoy, and K2FST, WB2KAO. Have a good evening, sir.
Do the same. Talk to you soon, dear. This is K2FST.
This is the NY1US Altar Node, 420675, in South Wales, New York.
K2KAO Mobile. WB2KAO, what do you got? Put out a fire?
Pennies from heaven, my friend. Pennies from heaven. So, yes, we're done, and now head home.
Oh, we'll take it when we can get it. What are you doing? Just hanging out in my room here and listening to the Red Wings. They're up 6-0. First of a double dip, bottom of the fifth, 2 7-inning games, and they're up 6-0 downtown, making up that game that got washed out yesterday afternoon.
All right, sounds like a good day, pal.
Yeah, very good.
And, much better day to play ball, that's for sure. So, well, very good. Sounds like a nice evening.
Hey, I was able to have I tried it last night just for the hell of it. I was able to have the A lady play Mets radio from Odyssey. Remember, I would ask her, and she played the New York Mets from Sirius XM. I wonder if this has something to do with the sports stations the Odyssey stations that are on Sirius XM. I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I remember right, I think that they're supposed to, I want to say that they were saying that was going to be, they were going to have that by the end of the year. I saw Sirius had their ratings today. They picked up new customers and actually made money. First time they turned a profit in 4 years.
Wow. Well, it costs a lot of money, and they keep putting more and more satellites up. I thought they were trending more and more and more toward an internet-based system, and of course they have a lot more channels on the app, on the internet, but they keep launching satellites, though, too.
Well, they are, and oh boy, Timmy, work may not be over. I gotta take it. I'll try to catch you in a few here, KC2KOL.
Yeah, real good, Dave. Go ahead. Let's see. Trev, is that you? Dave's audio was kind of mixed with the announcement. Is it you, Trevor? E7BM, WB2KAO. Go ahead.
WB2KAO. It is indeed. Tim, good afternoon. Good evening. Victor Echo 7, Bravo Mike.
Yeah, great to hear you, Trevor. Real nice to hear you. And I don't know, you kind of, you and I are pretty close friends, I think we are. It kind of left me hanging. You were talking about some bad news, and I hope you're okay. Go ahead, sir.
420675 in South Wales, New York.
WB2KAO, B7DM. Didn't mean to interfere in your QSO or NEP. I don't know what's going on. I just connected to your repeater here, Tim. But anyway, yeah, sorry about Tuesday there during that. I had to close off very quickly. Jennifer had been at a bridge tournament in Cloverdale, just across the river from here, and she arrived home, and she walked into my house while I was having my QSO with you, and she appeared in the doorway of my radio room here, and boy, was she looking bad. She had, just before she had left the recreation center at the bridge tournament, she was walking and talking to one of her female friends, and she took a step and missed her step, and she went right down and did a face plant on the floor, and needless to say, she had a black eye, a swollen upper lip, and a slight cut on her cheek, and a big bruise on her left knee there, so she, I had to quit the conversation with us there on Tuesday afternoon very quickly, so my apologies there, Tim. Back to you. Victor Apple 7, Bravo Mike.
Well, I'm awful sorry about that. Just clarify this for me. Was this Jennifer who fell down, or was it her friend that fell down? I missed that part of it. Trevor, go ahead.
No, it was Jennifer. It was Jennifer that fell and did the face plant there. She was very fortunate. She had a slight cut on the gum above her teeth, her front teeth, but very lucky she did not knock out any teeth or anything like that. But a swollen lip and a black eye and a slight cut on her cheek. But yeah, she's okay otherwise. But anyway, carry on. I just wanted to connect and see if anything was happening here on the WB2K. Repeater, Tim. So again, my apologies for interjecting here, but carry on. Great to hear you, Tim. BE7DM.
Oh no, you didn't bother anything. Dave works for the power company in Buffalo, and was working some overtime and was headed home, and then another work call came in, so he had to. He had to take that and see what's going on with that. No, not at all. I'm just listening to our Rochester Red Wings baseball game, AAA baseball. We're the farm team of the Washington Nationals, and they're playing a doubleheader downtown, two 7-inning games. The game that we attempted to go to yesterday afternoon, five of us, was rained out. We did go and have lunch, hung around and visited with each other, but the game was rained out. But we're going to try it again Wednesday, August 26th, 1 o'clock, 105 at 8. So anyway, Trev, yeah, it's good to hear you, and I'm glad that Jennifer's going to be okay. Boy, things happen real quick. I'm very glad that she's going to be okay, but it's a tough thing when you go down like that, and thank God she didn't break anything. Trev, go ahead.
WB2KAO, BE7DM. Yeah, very fortunate indeed. It wasn't any worse than Tim, for sure. Anyway, I'm going to bow out of here, Tim. I just wanted to connect and see if everything was happening on your repeater. I was glad to hear you. So, 7-3, you and the other chaps on the frequency here. So, have yourselves a great evening. We'll try and catch you next Tuesday on your 8-5 ride shoe net there. If we can remember, you know, memory slips us when you get to be 81 years of age, then.
I understand, brother. Hey, it's great to hear from you, though. and health and happiness. Have a wonderful weekend, and nurse your lady back to health there, my friend. It sounds like she's gonna be fine. Boy, things happen so quick. And I was going to check in with you Wednesday, but BUI was not linked to PBO, and I don't know any of those note numbers, and so I just kind of had to let that go. But it's okay. You understand, and I tried to get in, but it was obvious at 8:30 plus that they were not linked up. So all the best to you, sir. And like a friend of mine, D3BWQ, Alan, over in Brockville, he'd say, Trev, have a good day today and a better day tomorrow.
Very wise words, Tim. Very wise words. Yeah, okay. All right, my friend, take care. Great to hear you, as I mentioned there. So all the very best. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. It's a long weekend up here in Canada. I don't think you have a holiday weekend this weekend in the U.S., but it is a holiday weekend up here. Anyway, 7-3 again. Take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Victor Echo 7, Bravo Mike Clear.
Well, for those of us who are retired, every day is a holiday, right? You enjoy that holiday weekend, my friend, and thank you so much for connecting. Stop by anytime. You're welcome anytime. You know that. Great to hear you. And all the best to you and Jennifer and Cheryl, and I will have a good weekend as well. WB2KAO. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Good evening, Tim. WB2KAO. KD2KOP.
Good evening, Dan. KD2KOP. WB2KAO. Good evening, Danny. How are you?
Tim, I'm doing good. I'm sitting out in the garage watching TV, taking a break here. I was working on the yard when I got home from work, and I turned on the radio, see what was going on, and we're getting closer to having a bait station out here in the garage, because it could be heated in the winter, so when I want to come out here, I can come out here and get away with it from everything in the house, and we're in the process of doing that, too, and working on the yard. So we got to drop a 85-foot maple tree next month, not in August, but September. But I'm preparing the property to get a log splitter, and when that comes down, we have plenty of time.